I can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. 22 minutes after the hour on this Monday morning. I still come on the program from WVNN. Dale Jackson will be with us. We also got Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. That's the 11 o'clock hour. And we will wrap it all up with Phil Williams from the Alabama Policy Institute. So still a jam-packed show for you. Please stick around for that. Joining us on the line now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. By the way, we need to make sure we give a plug for this, but our friend Paul DeMarco with the Jefferson County Republican Party, he will be honoring Alabama Supreme Court Justice Mike Mullen and Alabama State Representative Jim Carnes Friday night. You go check out what you need to go do is go check out the Jefferson County Alabama Republican Party or website or up on Facebook if you're in the area and you're up that way and you want to go to this event. But headlining the event is our next guest, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. General Flynn, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. Thanks for having me on and allowing me a little bit of time to recognize the former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Mike Mullen. I appreciate you mentioning his name, his significant career, as well as Alabama State Rep Jim Carnes. Both those individuals deserve to be recognized for their significant careers that they have given in service to certainly Alabama and to this country.
Yeah, absolutely, and I know Representative Carnes pretty well, but Justice Mullen, figures in Alabama politics that we talk about a lot, but important to recognize. General, let's get right into it. I guess first off, let me ask you, this has been kind of a crazy 6 months or so politically since the Biden was sworn in, but what have you been up to personally in the interim?
Well, a couple of things, Jeff. One of the things that I am now a part of, I recently became the chairman of something called America's Future, and it's one of the oldest 501c3s in the country. It dates back to right at the end of World War II, and some significant names that were part of it and led it were Phyllis Schlafly for one, and General Jack Singlob was another. And I just recently took over the chairmanship from General Jack Singlob. And America's Future is it's a nonprofit founded in 1946. We're pro-constitution, pro-capitalism, we're pro-life, pro-family, pro-American worker. I mean, so we're all about this country, and I enjoy that. The other significant thing, probably more so than anything else, has been to really get into this election integrity and election confidence, because this is not a Democratic or a Republican issue. I did not spend 3.5 decades in the military to give up the responsible means by which we choose our elected officials in this country. And everybody knows you'd have to be blind and deaf to not realize that our nation is facing a real crisis. And that crisis is being led and fomented by political parties at the national, state, and local levels, and that includes Republicans and Democrats.
Well, and there just seems to be a reluctance to dive too deep into that issue, especially from our criminal justice system, to see if anything went wrong there. It's not a matter of, well, saying that you think something was wrong and outright saying it. It's a matter of just, you can't even do this. You can't say, well, why don't we look into it? Why don't we have an audit? And if you do, you're castigated. You're called a tinfoil hat, crazy, conspiracy.
Yeah, Jeff. That's right. I mean, so we have to stop that, because this is not the first time that we've ever experienced fraud in a United States election. There's been fraud in our elections for well over 100 years, and there have been people that have, in fact, there's one judge, I think it's either Louisiana or Mississippi, who was a Democratic appointed judge. It was two Democrats that were in his court, and one he found guilty of election fraud. So, and it had to do with mail-in ballots. So we know that there's been fraud in our election system for a long, long time, well over 100 years. Chicago, New York has litanies of documented information about fraud. Now what we're talking about is we're talking about fraud at the highest levels of our of our nation, and that's in the presidential election for the office of the presidency. So, and again, I don't care about Democrats or Republicans. I will say that I am a registered Republican now, but I've been a lifelong Democrat damn near my whole life. And but I've always been somebody who believed in our country, and I've served our country, like I said, for almost 3.5 decades to try to serve the country in a way that that I believed it was, you know, based on the Constitution, based on my oath of office, and based on what I grew up to be, which was all about this country. My father was a World War II and career war vet. He retired as a sergeant from the Army, and I was born on a military base. I mean, my whole life has been about serving. And so when I think about this nonsense about conspiracy theorists and all this other stuff, why is there so much lawfare going on against discovering the truth in these various audits, particularly the one in Maricopa County? That's the sort of the big one. But other places around the country, like New Hampshire, like New Jersey, like Georgia, like Wisconsin, like Pennsylvania, like Michigan. I mean, why is there so much fighting to stop from exposing the truth if their guy won by such a large margin? And the reason is because there's incredible fraud. One of the things that I would bring your audience's attention to is a documentary that's free. You can type it in. The YouTube has probably canceled it, but it's called Kill Chain. If you haven't watched the documentary Kill Chain, it's essentially the Democrats. Okay, it's three Democratic senators, as well as some very good subject matter experts who talk about machine fraud. And they did it back in 2020 before the November election. So, you know, we're kidding ourselves, but now all of a sudden there's no fraud in any of these machines and any of these ways and systems, these unconstitutional actions that that occurred in our election. So, and then the other side will also talk about, well, the courts, the judges. Well, I will tell you that there has been really only one case that I'm aware of, the Antrim County, Michigan case, that where there was evidence seen by a judge. And guess what? That evidence caused the judge to then go back, and they flipped the vote from Biden to Trump. So they know that there's a problem there. This is no conspiracy. And if at the end of the day, if their guy won fair and square, I'm all for that. I don't like the fact that, you know, what the policies that we're seeing emanate from this administration.
Right.
But if it was done fair and square, Jeff, then I'm fine. But it wasn't done fair and square. That is for real.
Joe, we're going to work in a quick break here, and then we'll pick you back up on the other side. Stay tuned, everybody. This is the Jeff Poor Show.
Living on the road, my friend, was going to keep you free and clean. Jack Daniels whiskey at 1.5 is how the folks around here have been living their lives.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5, 34 minutes after the hour on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106 if you want to weigh in on anything. I just sort of know one more time, quick plugs. Leading their service, honoring Mike Bolin and Jim Carnes. Friday night, Jefferson County Republican Party, Sheraton, Birmingham Hotel. If you're up that way, check it out, facebook.com/ Jefferson County GOP if you want to find out more details on that. But their guest of honor there on Friday night is our current guest here on the program, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. General Flynn, we'll pick back up here. Something I think a lot of people are really concerned about, and we watch it from afar, but it's pretty clear there is a double standard within at least the prosecutorial arm of our justice system. It seems you learned that firsthand. But, you know, talk about that, dealing with an entity with unlimited resources and having to put yourself in a precarious financial situation of taking on the federal government.
Yeah. So, first of all, the example of what happened to me is a clear example of a political persecution of an individual who spent his life in service to this country. And people come up to me, Jeff, and say, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. But I tell people, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for our country. Feel sorry for our president. Feel sorry for the presidency of the United States of America, because what they did was they just didn't just attack, you know, me, Mike Flynn. They attacked the entire system of a free and fair government that we had, because Donald Trump happened to win and take out the power base of Washington, D.C. and the corruption. Now, specifically on the Department of Justice, which includes our illustrious FBI, the lead agent in my case, the lead agent in what was now called Crossfire Hurricane, we've learned it's Crossfire Hurricane, his name is Barnett. If you read his testimony in October of 2020, so only a few months ago, where he said the entire thing was to get Flynn to get Trump. I mean, how egregious is that? So that's documented, that's in testimony, that's under oath, that's the lead agent for the FBI that handled the entire case. And he waited until October 2020 to say that. So shame on him, and he'll have to face his own judgment someday in front of the pearly gates or the gates of hell. Now, for the Department of Justice, and I want all your listeners to know, and I know it's mostly Southern Alabama, but in that region of the country, but our Department of Justice is incentivized. So the people that work in there, they're incentivized by convictions and not by discovering the truth. So they get promoted based on how many bodies they're able to bury, or how many scalps they're able to get. I hate to use those phrases, but that's the truth. That's the reality. They're incentivized by convictions and not discovering the truth. And that's a culture that has been rampant since probably the 90s and leading into the last two decades of this early into this century. So that's not good. It's unhealthy for our country. It's unhealthy for a country that it bases everything on the rule of law. The rule of law is really, we should be guided by a moral set of laws, which we generally are, which is our Bill of Rights, which are based on the Ten Commandments. So, all you can do is study our Constitution, study our Bill of Rights, study the Bible, study the Ten Commandments, and you see that the principles found in the Ten Commandments and the Bill of Rights are fulfilled in our Constitution and they come out of the fulfillment of the Bible and the promises that we make to each other. And the Department of Justice and those that work inside the Department of Justice, particularly in Washington, D.C., they've lost their way. They have lost their way.
So you think, there really is, when we talk about the deep state, that they do put their, it's not just put your thumb on the scale of justice, but the thumb on the scale of politics and a double standard, if you will.
The triple, the quadruple, centuple, whatever number you want to use. Don't kid yourself, Jeff, and don't kid your audience. I mean, this is for real. I see Donald Trump once in a while. I speak to him, and the joke between the two of us is always, you're the clean. He always says to me, "You're the cleanest guy in America." And I always tell him, "No, Donald, you're the cleanest guy," because the fact that he had to issue me a pardon of innocence, okay, which has never been issued before in this country, because they couldn't even find a parking ticket that I didn't pay. And yet the pressure that they put on you, particularly when they go after your family, is surreal. Nobody, so people who judge me or people who try to define me, I know who I am. I know what my life is about. And I would ask anybody to go and study me, go study who my son is. But this is not a maybe, conspiracy stuff. This is for real. This is for real. And the Democrats, and I say the left, because it's really not a Democratic Party anymore. It really isn't. I mean, this is an ideology that has been consumed by Marxist and socialist people. I mean, we're flying, rainbow flags is one thing, but we're flying those over our embassies around the country, around the world. But we're now flying Black Lives Matter flags at our embassies around the world under the U.S. flag. Black Lives Matter is an organization, is an avowed Marxist organization. I mean, this isn't about color. This isn't about blacks. This isn't about white. I don't care if somebody's purple with pink polka dots. I could care less. I always said there's no atheist in a foxhole. You look at the person on your right or your left in the military, and all you care about is are they trained? Are they ready? And are they somebody who you can trust your life with? Because I would give my life for them. And so, this is, our country has changed. And now what we have to do is we have to wake up as an American people and stop worrying about Democrats and Republicans and start worrying about this nation and start worrying about whether or not our country can continue to, to thrive and survive and drive into the future as a constitutional republic, as this beautiful experiment in democracy that our founding fathers created.
Joined by former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn here on the program. Let's move it back home here. Kind of talk about coming to Alabama. Where do you think the Republican Party, or I guess more specifically, it is Trump's party, but that whole movement that inspired Trump's presidency, where do you think it is, if you would?
Well, I actually think that the Republican Party, I don't worry about this. You know, the Democrats anymore, because I know what their game plans are, and they're very well coordinated. What I worry about is the organization and organizing around the country these various conservative movements that still want this country to be and remain a free and fair country, whether you're a libertarian or whether you're a Democrat. You know, and I think that there's 25 to 30 million registered voters who have Democrats who have a lot of buyer's remorse for going in blindly and voting for the current administration. I really do. And so we have to organize ourselves better on the right, so to speak, and make sure that we are doing the right things to get a message across about America. And we have to choose leaders. We have to choose leaders. And just real quickly, in 10 seconds, I want to do a shout out to, I think it's Lara Clark, and certainly my friend Judge Terry Hooper, who helped me come to Jefferson County to honor these great patriots in Mike Bowen and Jim Carnes. But I would say that we really have to start thinking about what do we want to be. And I would tell you that the majority of people would go, yeah, I want my freedoms. I want to be able to do the things that I want to do. I don't want the federal government to tell me what to do and how to act. And I don't want them to take away my Second Amendment rights or my First Amendment rights or my right to religious freedom, to believe in what I want to believe in. I don't want the federal government to dictate to me what I need to do or not do. And that is what is going to happen if we continue down this path towards socialism and communism. I always kid when I speak to different groups of people, you know, we use the word Byzantine. That ain't Ovaltine. It's Byzantine, meaning it's old. It's something that's old. Well, the Byzantine Empire was the oldest empire, one of the oldest empires in the history of the world. And have you ever met anybody from Byzantine? That's a rhetorical question. The answer is no, because they no longer exist. So our country, our nation state, the United States of America will eventually not exist any longer in its current form. And there's a whole range of reasons why that happens. Some nation states in the history of the world have lasted 1,000 years. Some have lasted only a decade. And that's because they come and go because they're defeated because of their own failures and their own mistakes and their own inadequacies that occur in the history of their lifeblood. We have the beacon of hope that John F. Kennedy talked about. We have the shining city on the hill that really George Washington talked about. And I like to say that America is the true North Star for the rest of the world. And one of the things I'm going to talk about Saturday is if America falls, where will you go? And the answer is there's nowhere to go. So I want the American people to wake up. I want the state of Alabama and the people that listen to your show to wake up and understand that our nation is always at risk and people are going to have to sacrifice and get involved in their local communities more so than they ever did. So anybody that thinks, you know, that blames Washington, D.C., or blames the politicians, quit whining and quit complaining about the politicians and get involved yourself. I'm done complaining. I'm now out trying to spread the gospel of America to the American people and say you've got to get involved at the local level. I mean, I was asked when was the last time anybody went to a school board hearing. I mean, it's, you know, and the answer is usually I haven't been to one. Okay, well, maybe you ought to get up and go to one instead of having our children have critical race theory shoved down their throats. Or have 9 or 10 or 11 year olds, you know, taught things that you'd never teach them at home, and because nobody's paying attention, and it's not the school board's fault, it's the people that put them on the school boards. It's us, it's we the people, and so voting matters, getting involved in the lifeblood of your local community, and doing something more for your local community, and therefore your state and your country. Is what my challenge is to every American.
And real quick, we'll let you go on this. Are you optimistic that we can survive this rough patch?
I am optimistic, but only if people decide to do what I just asked them to do. That's the only way. Thank God Almighty that our founders had it in their vision to create this country based on individual liberties. The foundation of our Constitution is about individual liberties, not state or federal level control. And that's what some in this country want to do. They want to have total control. You talked in your previous segment, you know, about all this COVID stuff. I mean, this is all part of this. I mean, this government is going to shove down our throats some kind of COVID ID vaccine thing. I mean, there's so many cures for this thing. And now we're seeing, you know, Dr. Fauci. Oh my God. He's like Dr. Goebbels, right? I mean, Zell, right? There's a great movie about Dr. Zell, who was a Nazi doctor for Hitler, who did experimentation on human beings. I mean, and I don't use that. I don't compare things lightly when I compare things. This is not a small mistake. This is a guy who basically put the entire world at risk, and he definitely put the United States of America at risk economically and through healthcare, our healthcare system. So I'll leave it at that.
Gerald Flynn, you've been very kind with your time, and we appreciate it, and best of luck to you in the future.
God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you, Jeff, and appreciate your audience and what you do for Alabama. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a former National Security Advisor and former Army General. Michael Flynn had to get going here. He had a hard break there. But if you're up in Birmingham by any chance on Friday, make sure you at least check out the you got an opportunity to go see General Flynn speak. His friend Paul DeMarco and his Jefferson County Republican Party are honoring Alabama Supreme Court Justice Mike Bullitt and State Representative Jim Carnes. But you can check that out. It's facebook.com/ Jefferson County GOP if you're interested. I think it's 7 o'clock on Friday up in Birmingham. 251-343-0106 if you would like to respond to anything. Still to come on the program from WVNN, Del Jackson, that's in the next hour. Also at 11 o'clock hour, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth announcing his reelection officially, formally on Friday night. Made a trip up there for that. I got to tell you, that guy knows how to throw a party, but we'll talk to him about that coming up later in the program. And then finally, we'll wrap it all up with Phil Williams, the Alabama Policy Institute. I talked to him about, a couple of things. Where is API on the new prison approach? And we could talk about that in just a second. And then also the scorecards. You're a member of the legislature. Most of you probably listen to them, or some of you may but not be, but obviously, but you have Republican supermajority. You may assume that your elected officials are, conservative voting Republicans, but that's not always necessarily the case, according to API and former state senator Phil Williams. But that's coming up on the program. This end, I know Sean talked about it heading into the last break there before the top of the hour. Katie Britt now officially in, officially only because she has filed a statement with the Federal Election Commission. She hasn't made a formal announcement or anything yet. We don't even know when that might be, but she is in the U.S. Senate race. And now you have three: Bo Brooks, Linda Blanchard, and Katie Britt. So we'll talk more about that as the show unfolds. 251-343-0106. Hit us up on that text line. This is the Jeff Porsche Show on FM Talk 106.5. Looking back again.